This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. Hundreds of Google employees from around the world walked out of the office Thursday in a one-day protest of unequal treatment of minority and female workers. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
There were Google walkouts in Tokyo, Singapore, and London. Hundreds streamed out of the New York office and rallied in a nearby park. Nicole Durbin, a Google contractor, says it's time the company lived up to its promises.
I want Google to enforce the provisions that they already have and to take seriously claims of people who are harassed.
The protest was sparked by a New York Times report that Android creator Andy Rubin walked away with a $90 million severance package in 2014 after credible allegations of sexual abuse. Rubin denies the charge. Warren Levinson, New York.
The man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue pleaded not guilty Thursday in a U.S. federal court on 44 charges that include murder and hate crimes. 46-year-old Robert Bowers spoke little during the brief court appearance beyond saying he understood the charges and his not guilty plea. AP correspondent Mary Claire Dale reports.
The suspect, Robert Bowers, has pleaded not guilty to the 44-count indictment that charges him with hate crimes, including murdering 11 people. Bowers walked into court today, which was in contrast to how he was on Monday when he was brought in a wheelchair. He was told that the trial could last 3 or 4 weeks unless it's certified as a possible death sentence case. In that case, the trial would be longer.
A grand jury indicted Bowers on Wednesday in connection with the attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Funerals for the victims continue Thursday. China is exporting its methods of strict internet controls to governments around the world that are employing them to stifle dissent and information and tighten their grip on power, according to U.S.-based Freedom House. The rights watchdog group said global internet freedom had declined for the 8th consecutive year in 2018. This is VOA News.